sounds 11, and the cares that hung around us through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're doing theater like in ancient Greek.
Oh, I love to bid on items. It just makes me want to shriek. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as getting a sneak peek. Oh, I love a silent auction, maybe winning an antique. But I don't enjoy it half as much as getting a sneak peek.
Good evening and welcome to Redwood Curtain's 11th annual live radio show extravaganza, The Twilight Zounds. Featuring the overacting talents of your favorite Redwood Curtain actors and in-studio guests, we are live and on the air through the generosity of K-Hum, radio without the rules. And if you're listening to us over the internet, the stream guys make that possible. Our live studio audience is happily digesting an amazing meal brought to us by the chefs, servers, and bartenders here at Blue Lake Casino and Hotel's Sapphire Palace. Additionally, tonight's show is generously underwritten by
Plaza Professionals,
Health Sport,
Visade Mortgage Company,
Brandt Electric,
Ollie, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute,
Coast Central Credit Union,
Alf's Evans and Company,
North Coast Audiology,
Finnish Country Sauna and Tubs,
Kinetic Coffee,
Brick and Fire Bistro,
The Vision Center,
Cloney's Pharmacies,
A to Z Eye Care,
Sequoia Park Zoo,
and Humboldt Creations.
Stay with us, we want to share it with you, our new season with you. Carry us through to
11, sounds 11. Now we come to you to make you feel less bleak.
Hoping you'll enjoy the havoc that would wreak.
Hoping you'll enjoy the havoc that we wreak.
Live radio. Well, folks, welcome to our show tonight. We are
We're
going
to get political, folks.
Peggy. Peggy, stop. We talked about this. Time is money. Okay, you have to stay on script this year.
But this year. It's been a hell of a year.
Of course it has been, Peggy, but we all agreed that we were going to keep Zounds positive this year.
That's yes, right. We all agreed. You said
that. I am positive. I'm positively outraged. They want me to do one political song.
All right.
All right. Larry, how about a tango?
In this administration, the news across the nation, it all makes frustration. Resist, resist, resist. But people are uprising. In groups, they're organizing. We'll have no compromising. Resist, resist, resist. There's women up parading and running for election. Our values are pervading. We'll take this country a new direction. This grassroots activism will swell with feminism. I'm full of optimism.
Resist, resist, resist. Resist, resist, resist. Resist, resist.
Resist.
The following ad may or may not be true. As with everything today, you decide.
Hey, let's go to Target
and get our new tax postcard.
What? What tax postcard?
Well, it's new. All we have to do is get a postcard to do our taxes. Come on, let's get in the car. Ch-chick. Now, wait a minute. Are you sure about this tax postcard thing? It seems like a scam.
Well, of course I'm sure. I heard it on Fox News.
Well, here we are at Target.
Oh, here they are in the dollar bins. Now, what does it say?
Well, it says, taxes made easy. Just check the box that applies to you. Box one says, yes, I would love to quickly and easily pay whatever the IRS deems I may owe. No questions asked.
Wait, that's the only box to check? No other option?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. No, that's not how Hannity said it was going to work.
Listen, I'm going to go to Plaza Professionals to do my taxes just like I always do.
Plaza Professionals?
Yes, they offer full service tax preparation services and accounting.
But do you trust them? I mean, Hannity said I should be very careful.
Oh, yes. I've been going to them for years. James, Jessica, Ben, Julie, David, Glenn, Pamela, all of them professional and trustworthy. Hmm. They're right off the plaza in Arcata.
Okay. Well, all right, if you say it, I'll go to Plaza Professionals, too.
Hannity will be so proud.
Plaza Professionals, tax preparation and business consulting.
And we now present to you the event of the evening.
The event? What do you mean, the event?
Terry, could you just let me do my thing?
Wait. I'm sorry. Is this the Twilight Zone sketch?
Please, Terry, just let me do my thing.
Okay. Do your thing.
We now present to you Zounds X.
Okay. Ron, last year was Zounds X. This year is Zounds XI.
Terry, please.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, it's all about you, Ron.
We now present to you Zounds X Files. The truth is out there.
Wait. X Files? The title this year is The Twilight Zounds. That means we have to do a Twilight Zone sketch, Larry.
Terry, Peggy always says the only rule in writing zounds is to be funny and drunk.
Okay.
And Charlie wrote this X-Files sketch, so we're doing X-Files.
Oh, God. Can't we make it all, I don't know, Twilight Zone-y too? Yes.
Fine. Terry, we'll do our best.
Special Agent Rox Boulder?
Yes?
I'm Agent Jaina Sully. I've been assigned to work with you. Did you hear that weird music?
Did it sound like this? No, I didn't hear it. But you're pretty sharp, Sully. You should help me with this new case. You're not gonna believe this.
Believe what, Boulder?
Body snatchers.
What?
Body snatchers. Some people think it's a government conspiracy, but they don't know the truth.
Exactly.
The truth?
The truth is, aliens have been here on Earth for a long, long time.
Aliens?
Aliens.
Aliens are here, and they take people.
I didn't say take. I said snatch. Aliens plant their consciousness inside of people with power within society so they can save the Earth from environmental destruction.
Wait, isn't saving the Earth a good thing?
Of course it is, but not with a body snatch.
Oh, I don't believe it.
That's what my last partner said.
Your last partner? What happened to your last partner?
Had her body snatched.
Ew. You'll
be fine, Sully. I figured out how to prevent their consciousness takeovers. We just have to put on some music by Coldplay, and it kills the incoming consciousness before it can take root.
Ew, Coldplay? Is there any other way?
Afraid not. So you ready to go follow up on my next lead?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, yeah, let's go.
Welcome, human, to my evil lair, which is really just a warehouse with creepy lighting.
Help! I'm stuck in some weird Twilight Zone episode. Where's Rod Serling?
Even Shatner can't save you now.
Computer, are we ready for transfer?
Yes, our alien overlord, the system is ready. Have you primed the subject, Alien Terry?
Yeah, she's primed.
Subject? What subject?
You big goofy peckster. Now this won't hurt a bit. Alien Charlie, connect the synapses trap.
No, help me.
We are helping. Soon you won't have a care in the world. You'll be part of our master plan.
Master plan? What master plan?
We're going to save the world!
Seriously?
Yes, we're going to save the world from an environmental disaster caused by people.
That's right. No more smog, pollution, oil spills.
But that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes. But first, we just have to take over your pretty little mind.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No. Okay, enough of this. Gag her.
Stop trying to outsmart us, you human imbecile. We are from the future and have seen the devastation that your species brings to the world.
By the year 2071, billions of people will lose their homes and their lives due to rising seas caused by climate change.
And air pollution, deforestation, shopping malls, Walmart, McDonald's, and...
Okay, shut her up and let's just get this show on the road.
And gagging human subject.
Prepare to begin incoming transfer.
Preparing to begin transfer.
Attenuating electromagnetic wave majiggy thingamabobby.
Powering up downloaders.
Powering down uploaders.
Sideways conversion of powering couplets active.
Enter Boulder and Sully with a loud crash.
Don't read the stage directions out loud.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Boulder, look what's going on over there in that dark, creepy corner of this warehouse.
Let's sneak up on them. What was that?
Nothing. You're hallucinating again.
Oh, come on, team. Is this going to take all day?
Yeah, boss. The procedure is designed to take all day.
We'll speed it up. Faster. Faster.
Can't go any faster.
No, seriously. What was that sound?
No, Boulder, don't.
Aha! Stick 'em up, aliens.
Yeah, what he said.
We've got you now. No more snatch for you.
Oh, really?
Ha, ha, ha. They think they've got us, boss.
So, agents, did you think we were stupid enough to just let you waltz in here and capture us?
Yeah. Kind of.
Wait, y'all knew that was the agents?
Yeah, we did.
Rude, you could have let me in on the secret. They scared the carp out of me.
Ha, 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 ha.
Excuse us.
Yeah, like we were saying...
You're under arrest for trying to protect the Earth from complete environmental destruction.
With snatches. Excuse me, ma'am, are you okay? Oh, sorry, here, let me get that for you.
Oh, thank you. Snatch me that water, would you? Or a vodka?
Sure.
Sully, it's a trap. She's an alien now, too.
Yeah, and now it's time for you both to join us. Resistance is futile.
It worked, boss, it worked!
Of course it worked, you dummy.
Of course.
Hey.
Yeah, let's do this. Global Alien Takeover Party.
Wow, this feels great. Thanks for the new lease on life.
You're welcome. And now you can make it up to us by serving the hive.
The hive, yeah, let's get buzzing. Ooh, that's a big button, the biggest button ever. What's that button do?
No, don't push that button.
What happens next? A global invasion? The end of the world? Or just a series reboot? Whatever it is, whenever it is, somehow you'll know you're in the Twilight Zone.
And now, please welcome tonight's chanteuse, Christina Gioris.
Hey, Cherry.
Terry? Terry!
What? What did you say?
Terry, can't you hear me talking to you?
Actually, I've been having a little trouble hearing lately. Maybe there's something, I don't know, wrong with me?
Well, there's definitely something wrong with you. But I'm worried about your hearing. Have you been to see Dr. Julie Kelly?
Who?
Dr. Julie Kelly at North Coast Audiology. They provide diagnostic and rehabilitative services and offer hearing aids, assistive listening devices, and many other services to help you with your hearing.
Oh, I don't know, Ron. I'm sure I'll be okay.
Terry, it's okay to admit you have a problem.
I have a problem.
Good job. I mean, now call North Coast Audiology. Dr. Julie is board certified, and she really cares. Call and go see them at their new location, 1930 Myrtle Avenue in Eureka.
What?
You know, this is going to be our 20th season, and the thing is that most of us up on this stage have been working together even longer than that, like 30 years, which means we're getting old.
Yeah, and I really wish we could be teenagers again. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah. Just like that John Travolta movie, Vaseline.
You mean Grease.
Right. Julie, isn't it great? We're starting our senior year at Arcata High.
Yeah, Terry, we're gonna rule the campus.
Hi, bitches, I'm back.
Ooh, Bonnie, I heard you had a summer romance. We wanna hear all about it.
Well, I don't know. He was really great, but he goes to Mac High.
Hey, Clint dude! Hey, Ron dude! Go Panthers! You have a good summer?
Yeah, but I had to work. How about you, Ron dude?
Well, dudes, I met this girl.
What?
Summer lovin', met on Snapchat.
Summer lovin', he was all that.
Met a girl from Arcata High.
He's from Mac, but still a good guy.
Humble days, fog hides the rays, but oh, those humble nights. Oh, wella, 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 oh!
Tell me more, was she shaped like a twig?
Tell me more, was his truck really big?
At the co-op, bought a gluten-free bun.
We went shopping, he bought a gun.
Bought some sage, my truck needs a smudge.
He let me wear his camouflage. At Patrick's Point,
passing a joint. And oh, those humble nights.
Oh, wella, 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 tell me more, does a family have dough?
Tell me more, does his yard have a grow?
It's September, that's where it ends.
Don't know how I'll tell my friends.
Panthers rule, Mac is my school.
Tigers rule, gotta stay cool.
Rival schools, breaking the rules, but those humbled nights.
Tell me more.
Oh my God, I love your new car, Julie.
Thanks, Terry. My mom bought it for me.
Oh God, I love your mom. She wears yoga pants and goes to Zumba, volunteers for the school. Oh, she has a ton of money.
I thought we were talking about my car.
Oh, yeah, right. Tell me about it.
It's got Bluetooth, GPS, and a spoiler on the back, oh yeah.
Keep talking, whoa, keep talking.
Leather heated seats and a fridge for all my snacks.
Keep talking, whoa, keep talking.
The reason I'm so smug is my car has got a plug. It parks itself for me because I've hit too many trees. Blue Prius.
Go, 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 go,
go, go. Go, Blue Prius, speeding to Mad River, oh yeah.
Blue Prius, go, Blue Prius.
Go, Blue Prius, your headlights make me shiver, oh yeah.
Blue Prius, go, Blue Prius.
My MPG is vast, I never have to gas. My dad likes to tinker, I don't have to lift a finger. Blue Prius.
Go, 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 go.
Dodge Diesel heading out on the trail, oh yeah.
Dodge Diesel, go, Dodge Diesel.
Go, Dodge Diesel, exhaust fumes I inhale, oh yeah.
Dodge Diesel, go, Dodge Diesel.
A gun rack in the back, don't give me no flack. Lifters make me grin, need a ladder to get in. Dodge Diesel,
go, 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 go,
go.
I was just walking back from Wildberries, and I saw that guy.
What guy?
You know, that guy.
Oh, that guy. The one that just hangs out?
Yeah. You know what I said to him?
What?
I told him, charter school dropout, no graduation day for you. Charter school dropout, Six Rivers High has said adieu. Well, I know you had a hefty dream to get your legal permit, but the cost surprised us all and sent you packing like a hermit. Baby, get moving.
Better get moving.
Don't hang around the corner bars. What are you proving?
What are you proving?
Go into school, you'll reach the stars. If you go for your diploma, you could go to HSU. Toss out your trimmers now and go back to high school.
Hey. Hey, Julie. You've been very distracted lately. What's up? What's up, Julie? You look like you're in love or something.
Well, as a matter of fact, Robert Mueller, how I love him. Special counsel of the FBI. His smarts and rugged looks make him my perfect guy.
Robert Mueller, he's tenacious. How I tingle when I see his eyes. He's gonna prove the votes were botched by Russian guys.
Each indictment I get carried away. I dream of you know who in the slammer with his crew. All those fellas idolize the head of state.
But I just sit and wait. I'd rather adulate
on Robert Mueller. Cause I love him. He'll get those tax returns on view. And together we will watch the fall of you-know-who. Robert Mueller, you're a hero to me.
Oh my God, Julie. This is about so much more than, well, the administration. There is a grassroots tectonic shift going on, and we millennials are a part of it. We'll all be 18 this year and voting for the first time, and the future is female. Look at me, I'm
Terry D. I've had it with misogyny. Prom is a joke. Those folks aren't even woke. I'm gutsy Terry D. I support diversity. I disavow the bourgeoisie. I march and protest, try to free the oppressed, and celebrate LGBT. There's a climate change and collusion strange. I get sick about corporate greed. The 1% is so totally bent when children aren't even fed. The people are empowering. No more fear and scouring for office. I'll run, and won't it be fun? I'm changing everything. As for you, you're 45. You are gonna take a dive. Impeachment will come, and with all out with those bums. Join me, I'm Terry D.
You know, all that was fun, but I teach at Arcata High. And believe me, I'm really glad not to be a teenager anymore. Or,
me too.
Yeah, or a panther.
But you know what? Even though we aren't teenagers anymore, we do keep sticking together, don't we?
We go together like Rama Lama Lama, ka-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-dong. Remember forever, like shoo-bop, shawada-wada, yippity-boom-de-boom. Chang, chang, changity-chang, shabop. We'll always be here for Zaz. Wah, 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 wah.
Zounds is coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino Hotel and will return in 2 minutes and 47 seconds right here on KHUM. Don't go anywhere. Right, you've got it on KHUM, and we are giving you Zounds live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino. And it's all live. Redwood Curtain Radio Theater is on the air.
Redwood Curtain presents season 2018.
A long, long time ago, we can still remember the theater used to make us smile. And we knew if we had a show, we could make those people glow, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But the 20th season made us shiver with every script that was delivered, perused and cogitated. Our brains were constipated. We all jumped up so happily when we read Women in Jeopardy. That's when we could finally see the 20th season would be.
So my Redwood Curtain is fly. Got a reason for the season, and it's making us high. Them good old scripts are gonna make the crowds cry. Singing, this'll be the day that I buy. Season tickets are what I'm gonna buy.
The playwright wrote a play we love, a show that we are quite proud of. It's called Women in Jeopardy. And after that, an exquisite play running through the
month of May, the house that will not stand is his name. So we know you've heard of Hedda Gabler. Well, maybe not, Ibsen's such a babbler. This update will amuse. Oh, you won't have time to stew. That's September we bring out Marjorie Prime, which takes place in a future time. Then Ripcord follows right behind, and thus the season's born. We were singing,
my red the curtain is fly. Got a reason for the season, and it's making us high. Them good old strips are gonna make the crowds cry. Singing, this'll be the day that I buy. Season tickets are what I'm gonna buy.
I met an actor who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news. She just smiled, pointing towards the bay. I went down to 21st, where I knew the plays were being rehearsed. And the man there said, you've come to the right place. And in the theater there was toe tapping. Soon there would be audience clapping. The playwright's words were spoken, and minds were being woken. And the plays that I admire most, and her theater of which I'm proud to boast, to 20 seasons I'd like to toast. The day the season's born, we were singing,
hey, hey, listen to what I say. I am certain Redwood Curtain once again will amaze. Because life shouldn't be all work and no plays. It's a season to fulfill all your days.
Ron, you remember how we talked about my problem earlier?
Oh, right. Yeah, your hearing problem.
Yeah, well, I have another problem.
Oh, no. What is it?
Oh, although, well, maybe it's your problem because, well, you are kind of blurry.
I'm blurry?
Yeah.
Terry, that's your problem.
No.
You need your eyes checked.
Oh, no. I'm getting old.
Well, there isn't anything you can do about that. But you can help your eyesight by going to A to Z Eye Care and getting some glasses. They are dedicated to providing our community with quality vision care through education, technology, and excellent service. Dr. Linda or Dr. Appy and their wonderful staff will take good care and care of you and make sure that your eyes are healthy and that your vision is clear.
Okay.
So that you can see all the beautiful things in the world.
You mean like all those beautiful people out there?
Yeah, sure, they're beautiful, aren't they?
I don't know. I'll let you know after I go to A to Z Eye Care.
Yeah, once you turn 50, your health visits change a bit. In your 20s and 30s, it's, well, you don't have visits because you're healthy. In your 40s, it's just your eyes that go to hell, which is fine because who wants to see what you have in the mirror at that point anyway? And in your 40s, you actually believe you have time to turn those bad habits around, so you actually listen to your doctor. But then the 50s, the half-century mark. Conversations with your doctor go something like this.
So, Terry, about your wine consumption. Do you think you could cut down to 2 glasses a day?
No, I don't think so. I'm 50-something.
Well, then, how about you, Clint? Can you adjust that sugar intake?
Well, I'll be mindful.
I'll cut back a bit. I'm not getting rid of the joy in my life. I will be less joyful, but not joyless.
Ah, I will drink to that.
How about you, Bon? Can you lower that high blood pressure?
Do you know who I live with?
Well, you need to get it down to 130.
130? Didn't the chart used to be 140 for the high? You know, if I had seen you 3 weeks ago, you would have been thrilled at my 135.
Yes, I would have, but we're a data-driven society, so get your data down. Now, Ron, about that high cholesterol?
What? I take my statins.
Well, yes, but they are not considered a side dish to your fried chicken.
No.
Charlie, time for a colonoscopy.
No thanks. What? Remember, I'm like 30 or something.
Punk.
Peggy, let's talk about menopause.
Girl, I put the pause on men a long time ago.
Well, are you feeling hot?
I don't feel hot. I am hot.
You know, all of you could use more exercise.
But we do exercise.
I mean, I build my biceps by my third glass of wine.
And I jump to conclusions.
And I dodge responsibility. And I run my mouth.
And I carry things too far.
And I pull focus.
And I push my luck.
And I run around in circles.
Ah, oh, you people. You're all hopeless.
Times are tough. Oh, sure, there's always war, poverty, and homelessness. But some problems seem truly insurmountable. Fortunately for the Redwood Curtain family, someone is looking out for them. We now present It's a Zounderful Life.
Is there trouble, Junior Angel Charlie?
Yes, Senior Angel Ron. There are a lot of people out there worried about Clint and Peggy.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, tonight is a crucial night. After 19 seasons of Redwood Curtain and 11 seasons of Zounds, they're thinking of throwing it all away.
We should send someone down. It's that fallen angel Terry's turn.
Oh, Terry hasn't earned her theater wings yet, has she?
Well, she still can't tell the difference between upstage and downstage, sir.
Yeah. Yes, but she's got the persuasive techniques of a car salesman.
You sent for me, Senior Angel Ron?
Yes, Fallen Angel Terry. Two people down there need our help.
Are they sick?
Oh, no. They're discouraged. In about 1 hour, those two will be thinking about throwing away God's greatest gift, Redwood Curtain Theater.
No! No! If I convince them to hang in there, can I,
earn your wings?
You mean re-earn your wings, Senior Angel Ron? She's a fallen angel.
Don't correct me, Junior Angel Charlie.
Sorry, sir.
I don't want my wings. I want the lead when Redwood Curtain does Hamilton.
Sure. Like they'll ever pull that show off. Okay, Fallen Angel Terry, break a leg.
Peggy, what are we going to do? We can't decide on what shows to do this season.
I know, I'm so frustrated. Just feels like our lives revolve around this theater. We're constantly worrying about money and getting volunteers and actors and stage crew, and now we have no season 20.
No season 20? You have to do Hamilton!
Who are you?
Well, actually, I'm your theater angel, Terry.
Well, you look like the kind of angel we'd get. Where are you from, Neyland?
Well, actually, well, okay, that doesn't even matter. I'm here to convince you not to give up on Redwood Curtain Theater.
Well, it's just too much. I mean, my life hasn't been my own since 1999. God, when I think of all the things I could have done over these past 20 plus years.
Me too. Sometimes I just wish we'd never even started Redwood Curtain.
Oh, you should never say that. You should never say that. Wait. What do you think, Senior Angel Ron? It could work, okay. Clint and Peggy, there's never been a Redwood Curtain Theater.
Imagine, if you will.
Well, Peggy, just because we don't have a season 20 yet, let's work on Zounds.
Okay.
There is no Zounds.
What do you mean? This is the 11th year of Zounds, and everyone's here. Bonnie, Ron, Charlie, Julie, even Larry.
No, without Redwood Curtain Theater, there's no radio show.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, last year we celebrated the 10th anniversary of Zounds.
Oh, really? And was it successful?
Oh, yes. We auctioned off wine and jewelry and artwork and the always popular Sarah Bareilles gift basket.
And season tickets and gift certificates for massages, dinners, even pet products.
And we performed Bohemian Rhapsody.
That sounds like a lot of fun, but none of it happened.
No. In 1999, Peggy said, let's start a theater company. You made it sound so easy. I think you said, life shouldn't be all work and no plays.
No. No. In 1999, Clint said, let's start a theater company. And I said, no, it'll be too hard. And I think you promised every time a bell rings, an actor's waiting in the wings.
No, you said, let's start a theater company, yada, 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 and then you said you'd lasso the moon for me. Well, where's my moon, Peggy? I was going to travel the world. I was going to shake the dust off this crummy little town. Just when I thought I was out, they keep pulling me back in.
That's the Godfather, Clint.
Oh, sorry.
You call this a happy theater? I mean, why do we have all these actors, and how many times do we have to change locations?
Oh, Ron, remember the night we hung all those plastic bags in the old Eureka Mall?
Oh, you're wonderful, Bonnie.
That is sweet, but Clint, how are we going to pay our debts? The building and loan is threatening legal action.
Well, one of us is going to jail, and it's not me. Larry, stop playing the piano!
Hey, Clint, you're scaring the audience.
Excuse me!
What?
I burped. I want you all to just stop this yelling right now. None of the things you're arguing about ever really happened. No finding a space to perform, no board meetings, no debts, no lasting friendships, no impact whatsoever on Humboldt County Theater.
Now, that's ridiculous. I was in the very first show. Lynn Wells and I were in A Perfect Ganesh. And then I did Emma's Child.
Yeah. And I did Dinner with Friends with Bonnie, Larry, and someone who looked a lot like that fallen angel over there.
Well, and then when we moved to the waterfront, I did Fortune, and then...
And I did Claiborne Park, and...
I just did Disenchanted, one of the most successful shows in Redwood Curtain history!
And I just finished our last season with the fabulous Good People. Mm.
Clint, hasn't the theater given a lot to the community?
Why, thank you for asking. Yes, over the past 20 years, we've provided quality theater to the area. We've painted a random yet beautiful bear mural to the waterfront and given $250,000 to artists. Fact check that. It's true.
Look, you've all been given a great gift. You've had a chance to see what the world would be like without Redwood Curtain Theater.
Oh, Clint, Do I have to say that?
You do.
I want our theater back. I'll put up with the headaches and the actors and the financial worries and the actors. And the crowds at Arts Alive and the actors.
Me too, Peggy. Fallen Angel Terry, give us our theater back, please. We want to do theater again.
Oh my gosh. Here we are on stage for Zounds 11. This reminds me of that great line from It's a Wonderful Life.
You mean Zuzu's Petals?
Or, I've been saving this money for a divorce if I ever get a husband.
Or, why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
No, Clarence says, no man is a failure who has friends. Thanks, friends.
Hey, where's Fallen Angel Terry?
I don't know, but she left this.
Aha, the Hamilton script. Two months ago, the Redwood Curtain family lost one of its stalwart supporters, Beth Wayne. A champion of the theater, Beth was a costume designer, a lighting designer, a voracious game player, a lover of dogs, and had a laugh and a smile that would light up a room. Beth was a sponsor of all 10 Zounds shows, was with us at the beginning when we launched our very first season, and remained a season ticket holder along with her husband Randy at Redwood Curtain every single year since. We'd like to take a moment in her memory.
With your heart so full of song, just a few more hours we wish we could spend with you. Beth, we know you're with us, your spirit still rings true. We love and honor you.
Gosh, Ron, I'm so excited.
About what, Bon?
Humboldt Creations. Nancy has been working on some new designs. You know how much I love her jewelry.
Oh, yeah, that's great, Bon.
I just adore her beautiful wire-wrapped gems.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary pendants. One would look so good with that green blouse you like.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All sparkly and luminescent.
Mm-hmm.
Ron.
What, Mom?
I want one.
Oh, okay, sure. Then you should talk to Nancy at Humboldt Creations.
Jeez, 14 years.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Once again, the amazing Christina Gioris.
Yeah.
this charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way.
Christina Gioras.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Like an HSU committee meeting. You've crossed over into the Twilight Sounds.
We interrupt this program for a Redwood Curtain special report. Good evening, this is Sky Lifton with up-to-the-minute news of a spectacular improvement to Hope Airlines and Hope Intergalactic Airlines. We launched with hope, and many of our hopes were fulfilled. But this year, we did some market research and metadata analytics. We asked passengers, what is difficult about traveling by air?
I hate to pack and carry bags.
I hate long flights.
I hate being strapped in.
Oh, I hate not being in first class so I can have extra attention.
Excuse us, ma'am. Well, we have addressed all your concerns, and now you will be invited on board the first run of renewed Hope Airlines.
Imagine, if you will, a fogless sky, a refreshing breeze, and a sleek, comfortable jet plane on the tarmac at the McKinleyville... No, the Arcadia... No, I mean, the Redwood Hump... Oh, crap! On the tarmac at ACV.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. We are so happy you could join us aboard this aircraft for our first chance of renewed hope in 2018. This is the most relaxing trip you will ever experience. There are no bags because you don't need anything. No seatbelts are necessary. There are no oxygen masks and no escape lights, so no boring explanation of these extras. There is a door prize for the co-pilot seat, just for fun. There are drinks and actual food served to everyone all the time. There are 15 bathrooms on board. And they're really spacious. No waiting in line.
But this is Arcata Airport. How is this even possible?
Well, you never leave the ground.
Nope, you're not leaving on a jet plane.
You taxi around the airport for 1.5 hours with your flight attendants catering to your every need.
We sing and take requests.
Are you sleepy? Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop.
Feeling jazzy?
Rock-a-bye, your baby,
with a Dixie melody.
Or perhaps you're just feeling outraged. We're gonna rock for you and serve you up some stew. A Bloody Mary too.
Chastity, stop. Here at Renewed Hope Airlines, we care about everyone, regardless of color, race, gender, gender expression, sexuality, religion, age, size, preferred pronouns, or whatever. Everyone is welcome.
Unless you wear blue socks with black shoes. That's just a no-no.
We cater to your every need.
I'm so hungry. I want a steak.
Medium rare with a baked potato fully loaded.
Mmm, ooh, just how I like it.
Oh, God, my back is sore.
Ah, your roomy seat swivels and flips into a massage table.
Oh, my beard is so itchy.
Oh, lean back and we'll give you a facial. It's like a spa, and believe me, you're worth it.
Thanks, I really needed renewed hope.
Yeah, I really needed renewed hope.
I'm so glad we have renewed hope.
Renewed hope, it's what we all need.
We've got renewed hope. It's renewed hope. We've got stage lights and spotlights and true hope. And though we hate to leave you, we need to thank you for all your love and good cheer. Whoops, there goes another radio. Whoops, there goes another radio. Whoops, there goes another radio show.
That's our show. Thank you very much for listening to The Twilight Zone. Featuring the writing talents and voices of Julie Angles, Terry Desch, Bonnie Halverson, Ron Halverson, Charlie Heinberg, and Peggy Metzger. The piano stylings of Mr. Larry Pitts. And the scintillating serenades of Ms. Christina Gioris. Our live show tonight was broadcast by the good folks at K-Hum by Master DJ Cliff Berkowitz. Our sound was expertly engineered by Russ Cole and Universal Balance Productions. Here in the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino and brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, tell them you heard them on Zounds. Season 2018 is just beginning. Visit us online at redwoodcurtain.com to order season tickets, get show information, and visit redwoodcurtaincasting.com for the latest film and television opportunities. Season 2018 opens March 1st with the comedy Women in Jeopardy. Get your season tickets now. This is Clint Rebick for Redwood Curtain Theater. Good night.
You've just spent the last hour in the Twilight Zones. Redwood Curtain Radio Theater coming to you live from the Sapphire Palace at Blue Lake Casino on 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Blue Lake Casino, and streaming on the web at khum.com. This is Cliff Berkowitz live at the Sapphire Palace, and now I need to get into my transporter
Somebody
and head my way back to the station in Ferndale.